everybody. It's BC coming back at you once again. And can you believe it? The second time in less than 7 days. I mean, come on. I go 2 months without putting a podcast out, and here I am hitting you with a double shot during WrestleMania season. Well, I'm telling you, that's how excited I am for WrestleMania. WWE has brought back my love for modern wrestling. And the man that's with me today to help me out with this episode brought back my joy of watching wrestling like a kid again. That's because he is a kid. He's my son, Nathan, my 12-year-old son, who's here to join me for this special episode to do the ultimate WrestleMania prediction podcast. Nathan, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm really excited to do this prediction, and I'm super excited to get this started.
This is technically not your first time on the air. We had a brief cameo way back, probably on one of our first 10 episodes, where you gave your quick feedback about a local independent wrestling show that we went to. But that was only a brief cameo. This is the full thing this time. So, you know, just sit back, relax, enjoy yourself. Don't be worried about this silly little microphone that's in your face. I know you can do it. You like to talk around the house, so I'm sure you'll do fine on this one.
Yeah, and I have a prediction myself. I'm probably going to say wrestling at the end.
All right, before we get into things, I just want to say, first of all, to the listeners that managed to come back and find me after all this time and not putting out an episode, I really appreciate you listening to the last episode. It was a great one. I was just talking about the build-up to WrestleMania with my good buddy Bishop from Terrible Wrestling Takes, the podcast. Great episode, and I just want to make sure that you're going out there to support Bishop. He's got a great podcast himself. You can find him on Spotify or any of the different podcasting apps you use. And go check him out on Twitter. It's at TW Takes Podcast on Twitter. He has the best Terrible Wrestling Takes going. They're actually pretty awesome wrestling takes and pretty similar to mine. So make sure you check it out. Also, I want to give a shout out to a man that I always forget to shout out whenever I'm doing it. So I'm making sure I'm doing it early this time because he is a massive supporter of the show. It's Tom Bryce at Sportswire Radio, Wrestling with the Truth. Really, when we were just in our infant stage, was approached by Tom to join the Sportswire Radio family, and has been a phenomenal partnership with Tommy. He's the most supportive person out there in the radio waves and on Twitter, and just a nonstop promotion machine. And so, Tom Bryce, thank you very much for your support. You can find him on Twitter at ThomasBryce2017. And also, if you want to check out Sportswire Radio, it's the number one global radio station, going live all the time. And also, you can hear episodes of Wrestling with the Truth, among many other great podcasts. It's at sportswireradio.org. That's the promotion. Let's get into the episode. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I said, are you ready?
Yeah.
Boy, that sounded more like the DIY version of DX than the actual Michaels and Triple H version.
Yeah. I'm Johnny Gargano.
There you go. All right, let's get started on this episode. So, Nathan, you've become quite the wrestling fan over the last, what, year or two, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say the last year or two.
And what do you think's gotten you into wrestling? Is it just me, or is it watching it, or is it the video game? What do you think it is?
I'd say it's probably you, or just watching past WrestleManias and past live events.
Do you think 2K, though, has kind of like quickly enhanced your knowledge of the wrestling, like the WWE and the roster and stuff like that?
I don't know. I mean, this new showcase of Immortals, it's talked a lot about WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, before we get into our WrestleMania predictions, I'm interested to know feedback from somebody who's actually playing this a lot. What are your thoughts on WWE 2K24? Like, there's a lot of, some people are saying it's good, some are saying it bad. What do you think of it?
I'd say it's a solid 10 out of 10.
Nice.
They just recently patched basically everything that needs to be patched. So, yeah.
So, better than 2K23?
I'd say so. Better roster, too.
Okay, cool. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Shawn Michaels, probably. And for like the old, I'd probably say Ricky Steamboat.
Really? Ricky Steamboat?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. And current, who's your favorite wrestler?
Probably R-Truth.
Really? R-Truth? What about Cody? Are you a big Cody fan?
I'm rooting for him to win the Undisputed title, but I'm not a Cody crybaby.
I thought you said you were a Cody crybaby.
No.
You did. You said that's you.
You're a Cody crybaby.
No, I'm not a Cody crybaby.
Because you're always crying when you talk about Cody.
Oh, and you're an Oos as well, aren't you?
No. Well,
you like Jey Uso.
Okay, yeah, I like him. But like the Jimmy and Solo, Solo has interfered on more matches than anybody else.
Very true, yeah.
10 matches in a row.
But you're Yeet, right?
Yeah.
Not No Yeet.
Are you No Yeet?
I'm Yeet.
I don't believe that.
I am. I'm Yeet.
Okay, Yeet.
Okay, well, now that we've established the history here, so are you excited? This is kind of your debut, although you did have a slight debut way, way back when we originally started this podcast, when you made a special guest appearance on our Kaizen Pro Wrestling review. Remember that?
I said hello.
And you said it was really, really, really good, I think, at the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said 5 release.
There you go. Well, this is your official, you know, really getting that voice out there type of thing. So are you ready for this?
Sure.
Before we get into the predictions, what's your excitement level for WrestleMania?
I'm pretty excited. They've labeled it as one of the best WrestleManias ever. So I'm excited to see if they live up to their word. And I'm excited to see who wins all the championships.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the outcome.
This is your second live WrestleMania, because you watched 39 with me last year.
Yeah, I watched 38 too.
And 38, okay. So this is your third live WrestleMania. Okay. All right, cool. Out of 38 or 39, do you have a preference of one or the other?
I mean, 38 was pretty good because it had that main event was really good. And then, but WrestleMania with 39 was good because that built up a lot of these storylines.
Okay, well, one of which is we're going to continue into WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it. So what I've done, I have basically went on Wikipedia and gone through the night one and night two lineups. So I don't know if this is officially every match is going to be on each night, but this is what we have listed so far. I mean, we're literally a couple of days away from Mania, so I'm assuming this is pretty official, but we'll go with this. I don't think there's going to be anything else announced for the match. We're not going to bother predicting like the Andre the Giant battle royal or anything like that, but we'll predict each match. I'm going to keep a stats of it just so we can see who actually had the most predictions right and see how well we did. I think we'll do pretty good though. What do you think?
I mean, I'm pretty good at predicting. At my school, I was on the top of the list for predicting a music thing that we were doing in our French class, actually. So yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. Well, let's see if you continue that predictive streak. All right, so let's start off. Night one, and I'll try to go in the order that they put. I don't know if this is the official order, folks, so don't shoot us if this isn't correct, but we'll see how it goes. So right off the get-go, they're saying that we're going to have the Women's World Championship match right away, and that's going to be Rhea Ripley, who's the champion, versus Becky Lynch, and there's no specific stipulations on it. It's just a World Championship match. So who do you think's winning this match and how?
I think Rhea Ripley's gonna win. I know, I know Becky Lynch is like trying to get that too, but she's accomplished a lot and gotten a lot of championships. So I don't really think she needs like another push. So I think having Rhea Ripley defeat a veteran like Becky Lynch would put her over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And just clean win, or do you expect interference from like the Bloodline or from the Judgment Day or anything like that?
I think it could be a little bit of interference, but I don't think they're going to do anything to distract her. So I think it's probably going to be a clean win.
Okay.
Or maybe like, you know, brass knuckles. I don't know.
That's pretty nasty. Okay. Well, I'm going to say I'm with you. I'm in agreement. I think Rhea Ripley gets the win in this one. I think this is possibly where we see the face turn for Rhea Ripley. I think we're going to have the respect spot, as they call it, you know, the handshake at the end of the match, or the arm raised by Becky of Rhea. And I think this may be some foreshadowing for what's to come for Judgment Day, in my opinion. So we're both on the same page with that one.
Well, I mean, as we saw Monday night, the Judgment Day is already starting to fall apart a little bit with Andrade coming in.
Good call. Good call, yeah. And the LWO, too.
Yeah, the LWO.
Little Dom is kind of trying to become the big leader now all of a sudden, eh?
Greasy Dom.
Greasy Dom. All right. Let's move on to the next match that they have listed. We have Gunther, who's the champion, versus Sami Zayn for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. How do you feel about this match, and who do you think is going to win, and how?
For me, I think Gunther's going to win, extend that streak, you know, maybe even become the next Roman of the Intercontinental title. But if Chad Gable was booked here, but I still think there's going to be something going on with Chad Gable. If Chad Gable was in that match, I have a feeling that he would win.
All right. For me, I could easily see them putting it on Sammy because it's the Rocky story. He's, you know, he's got to overcome the odds. He's the, you know, the contender. He's the guy that's the fan favorite. Plus the fact that they're going to be heading to France pretty soon for another pay-per-view. And so you're going to have a French-speaking person as a champion. But I don't think there's as much merit into that because whether he's the champion or not, I don't think it's going to make a difference. He can still do the press. Kevin Owens can do the press. He's French speaking as well. So I think I can easily see them putting it on Sammy just for that feel good story. But I have a feeling there's going to be a few title changes happening on this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I don't think they want every title to change. So I'm with you. I think Gunther's going to retain. There may be some chicanery with Imperium, who we haven't really seen lately, have we, on Raw?
No.
And I think Gable's going to play a part. You might even see you might see a heel turn from him. I don't think so. He's got the better story, actually. So I'm predicting Gunther and Gable's eventually going to get that title.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, about the France, he's from, like, Montreal or Quebec. I can't really remember. So I'm French-speaking, too, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to win the Undisputed title at, like, France, too.
Maybe it does. Maybe you should be ready for that.
True.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think we'll see any heel turns, but Imperium has been kind of quiet lately, like,
yeah.
excluding Gunther, but, like, Giovanni Vinci with this injury and Ludwig Kaiser, not much has happened.
All right, so this isn't good. We're both on the same page so far. We gotta mix this up a bit, but maybe it's quite telling to how this is booked. But let's go on to the next match. They're saying it's going to be the 6-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship.
Johnny Gargano.
All right. So the teams involved are the Judgment Day, which is Finn Balor and Damian Priest, who are the champions. DIY, which is Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Isn't that your favorite wrestler, Johnny Gargano?
Exactly. Awesome Truth with The Miz and R-Truth. New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. And A-Town Down Under, which is Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. And finally, The New Catch Republic, which is Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. So, a lot going on in that match. Couple of questions for you. One, who do you think's going to win? Two, do you think it's still going to be the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, or do you think they're going to split it apart in this match? And three, do you think there's going to be anything else that happens?
Well, I don't really know, but I'm locking in Awesome Truth.
Okay.
Because just R-Truth and The Miz, they're great. I mean, I'd love to see a tag team in the future of Miz and Austin Theory and just call them Awesome. Or maybe Stone Cold and Miz. I don't know. But yeah, I think Awesome Truth is going to win. And I don't really know if they'd split it because after the draft, we don't know who's going to be on which brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they just might keep it undisputed. But yeah. And then a lot of people are saying that, you know, the Hardys or the Dudley Boys are going to return. But I mean, if there's an extra spot, yeah, they could. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, who would you want of those to return?
Probably in this case, the Dudleys, because it's Philadelphia and they get like a huge pop because it's ECW territory. But like overall, probably the Hardys, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, especially with the Jay and Jimmy match, you know, that that, you know, WrestleMania 25 and WrestleMania 40, 15 years apart. And that's going to be the third brother versus brother match.
Yeah, which is coming up next. But before we get to that, I'll put my prediction in. So my prediction is going to be Awesome Truth is going to win because of R-Truth getting the titles. But I'm going to predict that we have a cash-in of the Money in the Bank briefcase because Damian Priest seeing R-Truth do that, he's finally going to lose his mind and be so angry that he decides to finally cash in the briefcase and then they win them back.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Well, also, I think if I was the Money in the Bank champion, I don't think I would really cash it in on a tag. Like, I would literally just exit the ring, just let them fight it out, let them get the titles, and then wait until the world champion, like, I'm guessing Seth Rollins, because, like, you don't want to mess up Roman or Cody, but, like, Seth Rollins, just cash it in on him after he's gotten the Claymore. Or, I mean, you could cash in on Drew, so, and you'd be fresh as a daisy, and you could just, bang, get rid of him.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. So do you think there'll be a cash in at WrestleMania?
There could be, but I don't really want to see Damian Priest cashing in on Drew McIntyre. Damian Priest, he's a good wrestler, but I don't think he's world title level yet.
Okay, well, here we go. We're pretty much even here. Three matches. We pretty much have the same winners for all three matches. I just have a little bit of a different twist to it, but let's see. We got a change here. It's gonna be brother versus brother, brother. And it's going to be Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Yeet versus no yeet. No extra stipulations so far on this. I'm surprised you didn't go with Bloodline or anything like that as far as a match, but it just seems like it's a singles match. So, who do you got in this match?
Well, I don't really know about this, but I think that this could extend past WrestleMania. But, I mean, there's two cases. I mean, there could be any amount on based on your thing. But the first is that Jay wins and he respects Jimmy and they be like rekindle and they forgive each other. Or the second option is that Jimmy wins and the fan favorite loses. So then that extends to like Clash at the Castle, SummerSlam, and then they finally end it there. Unless like, or if like Cody wins the title, you know, that could, I don't think the second case would happen.
Okay. So your official winner?
No yeet.
You're going Jimmy. Okay. I am going to make this simple. I'm going Jay. I'm going to go opposite to you. I think Jay gets the win over Jimmy. Not sure what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to reunite or not, but I just feel like this is continue push for Jay into that huge spotlight and further fuel for the whole Bloodline angle, which is going on with the main events.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right. Our next one, this was just announced this past Friday. So this is going to be a 6-woman tag team match. Again, just seems like it's straight up rules, but it's Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control, which is Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane, obviously the Kabuki Warriors.
Yeah.
What do you have in this one?
Well, thing is that I kind of wish that a 3-person tag team championship was created.
A trios title?
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine the New Day if they had those. Mm. They'd be like one of the best teams back in the 2010s. But like, if they had one of those, you know, you could compete with that. But I think it's going to like look like Damage Control is going to win. And then I think Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill and Naomi are going to win. But who knows? I could be wrong. But what would you name that tag team?
Bianca, Jade, and Naomi?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have a name in mind for them?
I don't really know. That's why I asked you. So
I don't know if they necessarily need a name at this point, but there was something coming. But I'm with you. I think it's going to be Bianca, Jade, and Naomi that get the win. I think they're about to strap the rocket to the back of Jade Cargill and make her one of the biggest stars in the women's division. Hopefully, the time that she has spent training down at the Performance Center has come through, and Shawn Michaels has been able to, you know, really work with her, and she wrestles much better than she did when she was in AEW. No knock on her. It's just it was more about the package as opposed to the wrestling skill with her.
Yeah.
So if she can add wrestling skill to that package, she's going to be an absolute mega star. So, and especially with the WWE behind her doing all the promotion and stuff. So I think this is the first step of that. So I think it's going to be a pretty dominating performance by Jade.
Well, also you could see maybe Jade, if she stays face, she could challenge Rhea Ripley, you know, for that title. I don't know if it could happen because, I mean, we're 3 days away from WrestleMania, but still, I mean, you could have, like, everything go to shambles or everything go perfect in, like, those remaining 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, it's your boy, Dirty Dom Mysterio, teaming with Santos Escobar. From what are they called? Legado del Fantasma.
Yeah.
And they're going to be going against the LWO with Rey Mysterio and the newest member of the LWO, Dragon Lee. What do you got in this match?
Well, I mean, Dragon Lee, he's good, but I was kind of rooting for an Andrade to become an LWO member.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, he has that heel-esque vibe of him, but I feel like he would be better in the LWO. I mean, no, like, making fun of Dragon Lee, but yeah. But pick, I don't really know, because Santos and Dominic, I mean, they're pretty good wrestlers. And it's not really determined yet. Like, maybe there's a pivot in the storyline on Friday that could change the outcome of that match. So right now, I don't necessarily have it locked in, but if I had to pick, I would say Latino World Order, because they want the baby faces to win, probably, and they want to push Dragon Lee.
Remind me, it was Ray that he won last year against Dom, didn't he?
Yeah, he beat him with the slipper.
Okay. So because of that, I think Dom gets his win back this year.
True.
I think there's going to be a whole lot going on with this match. Like the LWO, the full LWO is going to be involved. I think Legado del Fantasma is going to be involved. Andrade is going to get involved somehow. I think it's just going to be chaos with it. I think that's the story of this WrestleMania. There's going to be a lot of chaos in matches, which I hope isn't too much, because you don't want every match to be like that, because you want something special to it. But yeah, I think it's going to be... I think just Dom is going to get his win back, plus Santos. He's been pretty good. He's been pretty good heel. So I think they're going to get the win in this.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you think about it too, a lot of heels, like Dominic, he even got booed at his own wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But Santos, you know, if you think about it, like John Cena, he's like the ultimate babyface, but he's always been booed. But like Rey Mysterio, you know, he's never been booed, really. So a lot of people would, like, hate to see Rey Mysterio get injured or something like that.
All right. So now we're moving on to the main event of night one. This almost is starting to feel like the bigger match than night two, to be honest, because they've done such a good job with the Rock and Cody story. But we've kind of forgotten about the Roman and Cody story, and Seth's been kind of just blowing in the weeds out there as well. Yeah. But the main event is the Bloodline, meaning The Rock and Roman Reigns, versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins in a tag team match, which they're calling the biggest tag team match in the history of Mania. I still will say WrestleMania 1 was a bigger tag team match, but that's another story. But the rules are, if Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside during the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match on night two. But if The Rock and Reigns win, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. So, with that all being said, and knowing that this has an effect on night two, who is winning this match?
Well, I have a lot to say about this, okay. So I'm probably going to be yapping a lot. So, I think that The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to win that match because, I mean, they're building Rock up to be this, like, giant heel. And, I mean, like you said, it feels like it's Rock versus Cody for the title now, you know, instead of Roman versus Cody. It's kind of like, we want Roman now,
mm-hmm.
or we want Seth. But another reason why I think, like, the Bloodline's going to win is I don't necessarily think that Seth's going to turn on Cody. I don't really think anybody's going to really turn on anybody. Back in 2014, I'm pretty sure, when the Shield broke up, that was like a pretty big moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I am guessing that Seth just felt like, you know, that he was getting left behind by Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. So he might feel that with Cody because, like, he's been watching Cody become this, like, megastar while Seth's just, like, you know, standing there. So I don't think he'll turn, but he could maybe cause something to lose, but not make it obvious.
Yeah. Okay, so you're picking The Rock and Roman.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm with you on that one. I think it's going to be The Rock and Roman. Here's what I think is going to happen. One, Cody can't lose. He can't get pinned because he's going into the next night. They can't make him look weak. Roman can't get pinned. They don't want to make him look weak. The Rock certainly is not going to get pinned. Let's put it that way. So there's only one guy that can get pinned, and that's going to be Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
So, and I think they're going to have to put some kind of stipulation on this match because they're going to have to make it no DQ or something because you can't have just a team win by DQ or that's just going to be a weak finish. So I think they'll have to do something. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think it's going to be The Rock and Roman, just like you said. I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of chicanery, as they say, in this match. I think you'll probably get, you know, maybe Solo trying to get interfering. But I think what's going to happen is somehow Cody's going to get distracted. Maybe Solo comes out and Jimmy comes out and distracts him. He gets kind of pulled away when Seth's about to, you know, needing that hot tag. And I think also Drew's going to come out and cause Seth, like he's going to hit him with the claymore or something like that. And that's going to cause Seth to get pinned. So you're going to have Drew take the advantage. He might even do something to try to injure him for the next night for his match with Seth to make his win easier for his championship. And I think that's going to be a bit of a hostility between Seth and Cody that in Seth's eyes, he's going to think that Cody abandoned him, you know, but really he was fighting off a bunch of people. And that's going to lead to my prediction for night two as well. But I'm saying it's Rock and Roman.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Rock and Roman. But Drew McIntyre coming out and attacking Seth, it could be likely. I mean, who knows? Drew McIntyre to the Bloodline, you know, could happen. I mean, it would be pretty cool, but he's not Samoan. He's literally like on the other side of the world.
He's just, yeah, Scottish as Scottish can be.
Yeah, so that's my prediction.
All right, just before we get started on night two of WrestleMania, I just wanted to give a shout out to a couple of very supportive accounts over on YouTube. I want you to go check them out. It's number one, frequent guest of the podcast, Ted Hill, Ted's Takes on Wrestling. Check him out on YouTube. Always doing high quality stuff. And now Ted likes to take you along for the ride while he's doing his podcast. That's right. You can go trucking with Ted on his YouTube channel. So check out Ted's Takes on Wrestling on YouTube. That's at Ted's Takes Wrestling. As well, I want to give a shout out to a couple of buddies of mine that are doing some amazing things on the YouTube channels. It's Will and Taylor from Jaded Wrestling. And they've got a couple of channels on the go. One is Wrestling. I think Will is kind of at the helm of that one. That's at Wrestling _. So that's WrassLin. Some great videos on there from Will. And then, of course, Taylor is manning the Jaded Wrestling channel. So that's Jade at Wrestling TV, and that is at Jade at Wrestling TV on YouTube. Both doing some tremendous work along with Ted on Ted's Takes on Wrestling, and all supportive of the show. So make sure you go out, check those shows out, support fellow friends of the podcast. All right, Nathan, let's get started on night two of WrestleMania. So far, folks, how you doing? Are you keeping track along with us? Are you keeping score? I'd like to point out that the young man sitting next to me, my son here, 12 years old, making these astute predictions and handled himself pretty nicely on the microphone. I'm really impressed. So good job so far.
We don't talk about those little parts earlier where I've been stuttering.
That's the beauty of editing, though. They won't even know about that stuff. All right, let's go. Let's go. Night two of WrestleMania. This is the big one. This is the big one. WrestleMania. That's the old school Southern wrestling. Okay, so it looks like right now we have six matches lined up for this card. So we'll start with what they've got listed for the first one. And that is the World Heavyweight Championship match. The aforementioned Seth freaking Rollins, the World Heavyweight Champion, taking on Drew McIntyre, who we just discussed in the night one shenanigans. So what's your prediction for night two in this opening match?
It's even more Drew now because Seth's going to be really weak from that. But I'd say Drew because he's been getting a good push. I mean, he's more cheered as a heel than he was a face. So, yeah, I'm saying Drew. And you could see Damian trying to mess things up, but Drew's just got that big, big foot that always goes into people's faces. Pretty effective.
So Drew McIntyre for the win. New champion, eh?
Yep.
All right. Well, I have to agree. I'm going to go with Drew because I think the things that I'm saying happening from the night before are going to play into it. You might even see a knee issue with Seth coming into that match, a callback to that, and a dominant win by Drew. Yeah, you could have Damian try to cash him. I don't think that's going to happen because I've already used the cash in for the tag team match, but I think, yeah, we've got a new World Heavyweight Champion in Drew McIntyre. Well-deserved, I must say, and I am looking so forward to his feud with CM Punk when CM Punk is healthy. And I'm not even a Punk fan, but this has been tremendous, the job that Drew has got done to keep interest in that feud. And I think that's one of the many reasons that they're going to take the title off of Seth, because you almost forget about Seth, and it's become Drew and Punk. And there's rumors that Drew hasn't signed a contract yet. They'd be absolutely foolish not to sign him to a contract. So I think it's Drew all the way on this one.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, maybe even CM Punk could have something to do with this event because
he could, because he's on commentary for it. So there's the outside factor. And some people have said, well, maybe CM Punk, after the match is over, he maybe gives the GTS to Drew, and then that's when Damian comes in and cashes in. So there is that possibility too, yeah. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't really think that's happening, but Drew getting the GTS done by CM Punk. But, you know, while Seth's about to do something, you know, maybe CM Punk could get up and just start yelling at Seth to distract him. And it gives time for Drew to recover. And then, bang, hits him with the Claymore. And that's maybe how Seth loses. Or before I learned that he was on the commentary, he could have came on the big screen and started, you know, talking. And that would have been distracting for Seth. But I also must say, I don't particularly like CM Punk, but I don't hate him. It's kind of neutral for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's really good on the mic. And, he's neutral for me.
I hope my opinions aren't influencing that.
I don't know.
Think for yourself. Make sure you always think for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next match. Supposedly, it's going to be the WWE Women's Championship match. So that is Io Sky, the champion from Damage Control, versus the former leader of Damage Control, Bayley. What are your thoughts? Who's going to win this match?
That's a very easy. It's going to probably be Bayley because you could have somebody go into the Royal Rumble and lose, but it's very obvious with her winning the Royal Rumble and then getting turned on, and especially being the former leader. And I mean, I can't remember if Bayley was ever a women's world champion. I'm guessing she was probably NXT, but I think
She was the SmackDown women's champion. And actually, I think she actually won the Raw women's championship too.
So I'd say Bayley, and like, I don't know if she have a long reign, like Rhea Ripley or Charlotte Flair. I don't know if she's ever had a long reign. Seems like the Four Horsewomen never had long title reigns.
I think she's had a decent one. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, I mean, it's more about the amount of titles as opposed, because they kept exchanging it back and forth between the four of them.
Yeah, because it was like Sasha Banks, Charlotte, then there would be a tag team match, and then, you know. Yeah.
So long story short, it's going to be Bayley.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you on Bayley. There's going to be a lot of championship titles changing, but I think this is one that's going to happen. EO's had a good run with the championship, but Bayley's got the story with Damage Control, and I think it's time to take the belt off of EO, and I think it's time for Bayley to have a belt around her waist once again. Okay.
Next match. Cool.
Next match. Just a straight up singles match for what we're told at this moment, but it's LA Knight, against AJ Styles.
I don't really know. I mean, I have a feeling that a lot of people are thinking that LA Knight might win. I might have to agree on that. But just because of those comments, AJ Styles could win. But my personal opinion, I'm saying LA Knight because they're trying to build him up. And I mean, AJ Styles, like, you know, he's underrated, but he's also had the championship reigns. And he had that match with Undertaker at WrestleMania 36. So LA Knight, and there's no championships on the line, so you don't have to worry about, like, a tragic loss or something.
No.
But, LA Knight for me, and I don't know if they'll continue that rivalry, but that one segment of AJ Styles' house getting invaded, that was actually pretty good, and I'm...
What do you think of all the all these new segments that they're doing, different things and different camera angles and different things happening outside the ring, different interviews and all that? What do you think? Do you like that style of do you like that style in the wrestling, or do you just rather matches, promos?
Well, you're making it sound like my GM or something. I like this new kind of attitude of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are saying it's the attitude era again. I wouldn't say it's the attitude era again, but I like how, you know, they're booking everybody and how they're doing these segments, you know? Mm-hmm. Instead of somebody back in 2022 or 2021, you know, like somebody getting like poorly booked or something.
Because
WWE actually books their mid-card talent, except when you're up against Braun Breaker, because you'll get speared, then you'll get pinned for the three count, and bam, you're done.
Yeah, okay. For me, I'm going to, just because we've been way too similar on this, I'm going to go with AJ Styles with the win on this one. I think AJ gets the win, but somehow LA gets like his comeuppance after the match is over. Puts him through the table or something like that. But I think AJ squeaks out a dirty win, and maybe they have another match at Backlash or something like that. So,
yeah.
All right. Next up, the WWE United States Championship. It's Logan Paul, champion, versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Who's your winner in this one?
I'm going to say Kevin Owens. I mean, Randy Orton, R-Truth and Randy Orton, probably my favorite wrestlers for like this new era right now. Like new era, not of all time. But Kevin Owens, because he's been booked in like all those matches with Logan Paul about like him getting disqualified and then all that stuff happening. So And Randy Orton's already had all those title reigns. I mean, he's approaching Ric Flair's and Cena's title reigns.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally think it's going to be Kevin Owens. I mean, who knows? Logan Paul could retain, but I wouldn't say he's had the United States Championship for long, but I think he's going to pass it on to somebody else.
Okay. Again, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one. I'm going to go with Logan Paul retaining the title. I think he's going to hold on to it a little bit longer, just a little bit. But I think he's going to eventually drop it, maybe to, say, Bron Breakker.
Oh, true.
Yeah, yeah, maybe Breakker. You know, I think maybe if I don't know if Breakker's in the Andre Battle Royal, but if he is, I think that's your winner right there, to be quite honest. Yeah, so I think Logan holds on just a little bit longer, and it's either going to be LA Knight that's going to get the title, or it's going to be Bron Breakker, because I think Logan might end up being the Money in the Bank winner come Money in the Bank, because that guy is a star. Yeah. So sadly, I can't believe I'm actually cheering for him, but he's pretty darn good.
Yeah, or Chad Gable as the Money in the Bank.
Possibly, but I think Chad's more going to be the Intercontinental title as opposed to the World title. But all right, one last match before we get to the main event, and this is the Pride, which is Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, and Montez Ford, better known as the Street Profits, with B-Fab against the Final Testament, the team of Karrion Kross, Akam, and Rezar, with Scarlett and Paul Ellering. And this is going to be a 6-man Philadelphia street fight. So, you know, that means Extreme Rules, basically.
Yeah. It's basically like WrestleMania 13.
Yeah, that's exactly.
With the Nation of Domination.
And the Road Warriors and Ahmed Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like both teams, the Final Testament, because like Cam and Rezar.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely butchered that. I like them. They're basically like kind of like Bron Breakker. I mean, just the raw power. Mm-hmm. That one match where they did the dual power bombs, mm-hmm. ended that match in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, and Montez Ford. And I think Montez Ford is a pretty good wrestler, and Bobby Lashley, I mean, like if he actually put like power into his spear, he would probably kill somebody.
Yeah.
So I think it's gonna look like the Final Testament's gonna win, but maybe the Pride's gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Because this is one of those matches that you can't really lock it in yet.
Yeah, I feel like the Final Testament needs a win. I mean, Karrion Kross is really good, but he hasn't been getting many wins, to be quite honest, and I'd like to see him get a couple of wins, but I feel like in the end it's probably going to be the Pride that wins. I guess the Pride will be my pick for this, but in my heart I feel like the Final Testament needs to win. Although here's like just a little side note of what could possibly happen. I could almost see Montez turning heel in this match. Huh. And because Karrion Kross's whole thing is that he, even though he loses these matches, everybody that he wrestles goes heel or has bad luck or stuff like that. So I could see something like that happen. But in the end, I think it's probably just going to be the Pride that wins, just for a feel good moment. Yeah. All right. That leaves one last match.
Main event.
This is a biggie. It's Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The Tribal Chief against the American Nightmare. Who is winning? Because this is a very hotly debated match. Who's winning this match and how's it going down?
Well, I might have to think about that because, I mean, you know, I like Cody. He's a good wrestler, good on the mic. Good selling. I mean, The Rock's kind of right. Like, just out of nowhere after, what, almost, 6 years, I'd say. And he just decides to come back and says, I need to finish my story. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That, it's a little whack. Cause
the Rock has turned you against Cody, hasn't he?
No. Well, I mean,
you were a big Cody fan.
Okay. I was a big Cody fan back then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I kind of want to see him finish his story and get the win, but I just don't feel like he's going to do much with the title. Like, Roman Reigns, people always debate that he hasn't had a lot of matches, but like if you see his matches, they're like really good, you know? And this is what, his 8th WrestleMania in a row?
Like main event, you mean?
Not main event, but like just 8th WrestleMania
in
a row.
Yeah.
So, but Roman Reigns could retain, and, you know, maybe this extends to SummerSlam or WrestleMania 41. But who knows? I mean, it's the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
So who's your final pick?
This is hard. Who would I pick? Personally,
does Cody finish the story?
I feel like Cody, I want to say Cody, but deep down, I feel like Roman might win. But like you said, Seth could turn on him and cost them that match, and then, you know, and it just, like, or maybe Seth has been, like, partnering with the Bloodline behind the scenes. Very unlikely. But I'm going to say Cody. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Cody crybaby, but I'm going to say he wins that, but, like, loses it 6 months later. But not to, like, Johnny Gargano or something, but maybe, like, Seth, Braun. You know, who knows, even like a AEW wrestler, TNA wrestler, a new wrestler could come.
Or The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rock would be actually pretty cool if he... But yeah, I feel like it's like Rock versus Cody for the title instead of Roman versus Cody.
Mm-hmm. So your final pick is Cody.
Yeah.
Cody finishes the story.
Yeah, I know you're going to probably disagree and say it's going to be Roman and that... it's going to extend to, like, WrestleMania 57 or something.
I don't want to extend to WrestleMania 57, I'll tell you that. So, I just did a podcast episode a few days ago and had Bishop from Terrible Wrestling Takes on, and we talked WrestleMania, and we were talking about this match, and we both said we're kind of, like, in the 70-30 range that Cody's going to win 70%. We think he's going to win 30%. We're like, it could be Roman. But I've had some more thoughts on it. And I am going to go, I can't believe I'm saying this, and I actually kind of want this to happen now, like, which is really crazy, because I'm the guy who did a episode on YouTube saying trust the plan last year after Cody lost, because I thought that it was good for him, and then he's going to get his win back this year. And I really, part of me, I'm like at 50-50 right now, thinking that Cody finishes his story, but because this is a prediction show, and I want to rattle some chains a bit, I'm predicting that Roman Reigns retains the undisputed Universal Championship. There's going to be just absolute mayhem during this match. I think that because it's going to be Bloodline rules because of the loss the previous night, I think we're going to have Jimmy out there. We're going to have Solo out there. We're going to have Drew out there, possibly. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. I don't know, but... I think in the end, it's going to be Jimmy is out there and Jay comes out because he's Cody's buddy. And he kind of takes care of him because of, you know, they already had the match the night before. Solo and The Rock are out there. I think we've talked about this before. I think it's going to be Austin and Cena are going to make a special guest appearance. Austin, of course, takes out The Rock because of their history. Cena takes out Solo because of their history that they had their match. You said it was Saudi Arabia that they had their match. Right?
Yeah, Crown Jewel.
Right. And Solo beat Cena. Remember that too. So that's going to neutralize everything. Seth was going to be out there too originally because he's, you know, trying to help Cody out. Maybe Drew was there. I don't know. Somehow Seth's going to be out there. And I think when it looks like everything's been taken care of and neutralized and all is good in the world, I'm going to guess that Seth finally turns on Cody because of what happened the night before where he lost the match and he got injured and then he loses his title earlier in the night. I think he's going to turn on Cody, and it's going to cause Cody to get distracted or whatever, and he's going to lose to Roman. So that's my prediction. Roman Reigns keeps the Undisputed Championship.
You sound like Google with all those, without all that Cena and Austin shenanigans. But I mean,
they don't tell, they telegraph things on purpose. And The Rock standing with that truck with Cena and Austin's picture, you know, surrounding him. There's a reason for that.
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? We might see Roman Reigns making promos with his title, or we might see Cody making promos with the Undisputed.
Don't do that.
Well, that's what he sounds like when he says it.
Acknowledge Roman. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well,
he's going for Bruno's record. I'm telling you, he's going for Bruno's record.
What about The Rock? I mean, he stuck his thumb, like his.
Well, that's the other way it could happen. You could have The Rock finally turn face, but he's going to have a lot of explaining to do to Cody after he whipped him and beat him and bloodied him and talked about Mama Rhodes and stuff like that. That's a hard one to convince me that was just an act, you know? So I originally thought, yeah, The Rock was probably working with Cody, but I don't think that's the case anymore. But I think you eventually do get The Rock and Roman. I do. What I could see, if Cody does win, what I think would happen, we talked about this before, I think you could see maybe The Rock takes over the Bloodline, Roman gets kicked out, and then, you know, then you eventually get Rock and Roman at WrestleMania next year because the Roman comes back as a babyface, right?
Yeah. Well, remember that one time that we talked about, and this was like last year, and I said, like, Roman goes on a year sabbatical and comes back in his face and, like, teams up with Cody or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
know. I could see that. I could see that. True. Yeah.
I mean, that would be a pretty good tag team. I mean, legendary wrestling family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be a pretty good tag team, but their styles don't really work together because, I mean, what I've kind of learned from the 2K games is, like, yeah, I understand, like, maybe if you had, like, Big E versus Cody, it wouldn't make sense because they're both faces. But, like, the class, you know, Roman's a powerhouse that you know, spears you, power bombs you, while Cody's, like, this guy that, like, runs and just jumps out of nowhere at you and kind of, like, attacks you. So I don't really know how their wrestling classes would work together.
Oh, they worked pretty good last year at WrestleMania.
So true.
I think they'll work good again, but you never know. So the best part about it is we don't know. And that's why we're going to watch it on Saturday and Sunday, because we're going to enjoy it and we're going to have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
So you know what? What happens, happens, and we'll enjoy it. So we'll see what happens overall. But listen, you did a fantastic job. Really appreciate you joining me for this show.
Thank you very much.
Was it what you expected it to be? Was it nerve-wracking? Was it okay? Was it fun? Did you have fun?
It was nerve-wracking.
But did you have fun?
Yes. Yeah, I did have fun.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have fun watching WrestleMania as well, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, my friend, and I'm sure we'll hear from you at a later date, maybe a follow-up this, or maybe prediction shows for other events and stuff like that. But for my son Nathan and for me, your host, BC, I am signing off saying to everybody, enjoy WrestleMania 40, and whatever happens, don't lose your minds on social media. It's just wrestling, folks. Just enjoy it. But everybody, enjoy WrestleMania. Have fun. Enjoy it. I hope all your dreams come true for the event itself. Take care, folks.
Rustlin'.